Looking for the top dogs. The Greyhound Form Express.
Sandown on the quick turnaround after racing last night. George Farrugia has been through the quaddie legs for us at Sandown. George, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First leg of the quaddie today over the 595, a grade 5, 5, a vacant box 7 to run. The Tap Fixed Odds favourite for this event is runner number 6, Punk Lass Rocks, at $3.60. So confusing when you call this greyhound, George, after calling the mum Lightning Fury at $4.20. Hold on, $4.80, $6 for Shivers.
Yeah, I don't envy that job, Brendan, that's for sure. But look, it's a really tough way to start the quaddie. 4 to beat 1, 6 and 7 are my numbers. I've gone Brilliant Brian on top. Well, a couple of his runs recently have been good. Good win at Ballarat, and then a couple of good placings over the 5.15 at Sandown more recently. It's an open race, and look, if he can just offset the box draw, I think he's the one to beat. Of the others, number 1, Hold On, Greyhound with form from South Australia. Some of his runs have been pretty good over a bit longer distance. He's won 10 and 45, so certainly no slouch. Number 6, Punk Lass Rocks, as you mentioned. And number 7, Shivers, if she puts it all together, certainly can't leave her out of the quaddie. 4 to beat 1, 6 and 7.
Second leg is a 4-5 over the 5.15. 5 is a vacant box. Overflow leads to the favourite, $2.70. Chatterbox Tilly, $4. Joyful, $4.20. Johan Bale, $4.40.
7 to beat 4, 3 and 2. I got Johan Bale on top. His two wins at Bendigo were outstanding. He led them up and recorded good splits on a slow track at Ballarat. Got run down by a good one last start. I think he's suited here. He's a very talented greyhound. 7 on top to beat 4, Aston Glow. When she gets it right, she can run the hands off the clock. Number 3, Joyful, has won 2 of its last 3. Number 2, Overflow Lisa, in good form at both Sandown and the Meadows. Good race. 7 to beat 4, 3 and 2.
Race 7, the RSN Central, a grade 5 over the 5.15. Once again, 5 the vacant box, 2 Usman Bale, 3.10. 7 time to roll, 3.80. 4 New Jack Swing, $4.60. 1 Aston Alpha, 4.80.
2 to beat 7, 6 and 1. Usman Bale on top. If he brings his A-game, he'll be hard to beat. We haven't seen a lot of him lately, but he's a very talented type. Got him on top to beat number 7, time to roll. Another one showed good form in June at that Sandown. Good pace in both of those runs. Very good. Comes from a very good litter, time to roll. Number 6, Inca Bale, is another greyhound who can show some speed. Has won here in 29.72. That might be enough to win this race. And number 1, Aston Alpha, in Brendan Purcell's hands, who's having a good run at the moment. He had another good winner, Don't Tell Bluey, last night. But my numbers are 2, 7, 6 and 1.
Race number 8 on the program, a 4-5 over the 5.95. Full field of 8 to run. Kalinda Paddy for Jason Thompson, 1.80. Fernando Cas, number 5, $2.40. 2 Pilbara, $7. 3 Demolition, $11.
Great race between two very, very fast females, but my numbers are 5 to beat 1 and 3. Fernando Cas on top for me, of course. She's an absolute gun. Group class greyhound. Again, she's had 2 runs back from a spell. Good win at Cranbourne, and she's only going to get better and better. And she's 3 from 3 this track and distance. Number 1, Kalinda Paddy. Are we seeing what she did during the Pink Diamond Series? She ran 2nd to Koblenz here, about 5 starts back. She's been a little bit of trouble since. They're the class runners. We'll throw in number 3, Demolition, who certainly has got some nice form. 5 to beat 1 and 3 on our way home.
Recap of the quaddie numbers and best bet for the program at Sandown, please, George.
Okay, 1, 4, 6 and 7. Second leg, 2, 3, 4 and 7. Third leg, 1, 2, 6 and 7. We come home with 1, 3 and 5. Best bet comes in race 3, number 1, Pirate Tales, at around the $2.15 mark. I think if he runs up to his best, he'll be hard to beat. He's got some nice form, positive records off inside draws. I think he'll be jumping to the front and be very hard to beat.
Best of luck today, George.
You too, mate.